10% ilikuja nikashika bag bila vijiti ama mbegu hiyo ingine nikeka kwa benki. Kiu ya mashida iko na watu wengi, kiu ya kushinda nikaya kudenki. Kwina na figa na sura fine thank you, shinu wagastima waku dada deki. Mina wakipa na kufana beki, nina uhakika nitashika senti. Nani anasema siwezi na feel kao gadama Messi. Nimeingia hii mwaka na goals.
Catch me like a rat on the highway. I've been driving for over 20 years. Then you come and you talk very big nonsense to me. It actually does not make I rap. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your good time. Because that is where you go wrong.
Hello and welcome to the Kipindi Chetu Cha Fraudcast. My name is Donald Busy. Here with Kwame G. What up, my nigga?
What up? What's up? You know that
Martin Lawrence
thing. What's up?
What's up? You know that one for the office. What's up?
No, I don't know what the office in Libo. But that's a story for another day. But let's continue, man. Yes.
You're not a man of values. Let's start with the gents, Maze. Maze, bro, our viewership has grown so substantially.
I don't really Eloa, the viewership thing. What does it mean? It means it's, we have like 600 it's active. It's 600 active listeners.
Yeah, man. From like 300, man. Like, I'm so proud, man. I'm so proud. And what makes me more happy is that Najua, our friends don't listen to this shit. So much, it's guys we don't know, man. And we just want to say thank you, man.
Yes, thank you, man.
Thank you so much, man. It's beautiful, man. So beautiful. Now let's get into the business of the day, which is Arsenal Football Club.
No. That's where you're going.
Bro, you can't do that.
You didn't have to start it, mate.
You have to talk. It's your turn. You go talk about your club.
You remember what I told about Arsenal? No one in that fucking team can score a fucking one-on-one. No one. In the midst of controversy, he misses. In the heat of battle, he misses. Now Saka was there. He have made the most beautiful run of all runs. Runs of runs. Even the ref, even the offside, the VAR at offside could never catch him. Then he's there all the time in the world. Saka's all the time in the world. They don't know how he finishes. Then he places the ball. I've never seen such a placed ball in my life. It went to the stands. Then to the billboards. It went to the advertisements. Then there's my man Lacazette. He finally decides, Yanni, some shameless defender who plays, I don't know, in Slavia Prague, thinks he's better than Lacazette. Then Lacazette tells him, bro, I've won the golden boot, bitch. I know football better than this.
Listen to me.
He snaps the ball from him. He makes a 50-yard run to the training. Then if he gets the post, I don't know what's wrong with fucking Lacazette. He thinks I don't know what.
He's not Messi Lingard.
As in, no one can score. As in, when I see some Arsenal player going one-on-one, I just know it's going.
Stop even the one-on-one bullshit. The whole in-game management, the whole Arteta and the confidence shit. And I don't want to... you told me I don't watch Arsenal matches. Yesterday, Kiburi FC was not playing. I was playing. I watched first half for us. I watched second half for you guys.
Because your game was over in the first half. And you knew it.
Our game was not over. Our game was over in the... Our game was not over. Those guys were troubling us, bro. Our game was not over. But what I'm saying is, what I wanted to say, and my point is, Thomas Partey,
the most stinker
ever. even Pogba doesn't do that. Pogba is the king of stinkers, but even him, he doesn't do that. Even Yaya Fanyangi, you stink. Oh, Arsenal. But like...
Lakini sasa ninaona tunaenda kukua watu bloody fucking.
You know those guys, you know, the, like they beat Rangers and I was shocked.
Yeah.
So I went to check their league and they're like unbeaten in like,
I heard Tajuri say that they have not been beaten in their home pitch. I don't know for how long.
And in the league also, they have not lost.
But
they also Rangers are not.
They're really good, well coached team.
Yeah, they're really. So I was like, hey, who's this Kinoslavia Praga guy? But what come out? No, Ole and I touch. Guys, Ole will beat seven. Don't tell us shit. We don't come and bring a Slavia Pranes with us. With
bro, did I tell you? Did you watch the second half?
I watched the second half.
You saw a woman came on with the second mode. Oh my God. Psycho Astro Wild himself. What an assist. What a pass. What a player.
What a goal from Nicola, my boy. What a goal.
Zima. As you know, after that goal, I'm getting complaints, man, from the neighbors, man. The neighbor is coming like you guys are making voice noises. But there's this one standout person. Now he was telling me. My neighbor was telling me. And I'm like, oh, really? And I just know it's me. I know it. It's me. And I'm like, oh my god. Go do research.
Go make research. back to the show, man. So my thoughts about you guys, and it's not going to be controversial at any point. It's like you are a really terribly coached team. You are a really terribly coached team. It's not about the amount of chances you miss. It's just like the game management. Everything about that shit was just fraudulent. But that's the line you guys don't want to. That's where you draw the line. It's everyone's fault except General Ateta. And that is why you're
going to do it. Let's do it 50-50.
When you're Ateta to work, mengine hapo mkubwa.
Listen. Where I thought Ateta did wrong. And he has been doing it consistently. And I'm not even talking about it anymore. It's about his strategy. As in, he does it consistently. He knows the player supposed to put on the pitch. And he doesn't want to bring them until it's too late. I don't know why he does that every fucking time.
Ateta does not know his strongest players for every position. Like, maybe he's just sure about the centre-back and the left-back and the goalkeeper.
And Thomas Partey
is really trash, but, like, he's the best you have. Like, that's the best you can get.
Thomas Partey is not trash. He's just having bad games right now.
No, it's, like, not real. It was, like, close to world-class when it was coming from Atleti. But he was not there yet. You get?
Yeah.
For real. For my real assessment of Partey. Partey was really overhyped. He was good at Atleti, but he was doing those basic CDM shit, man. Like the basic things.
He's so good on the ball.
That's what you all midfielders are good on the ball. Name one midfielder's bad on the ball.
Fred.
Fred is not bad on the ball.
I don't think he's top 100 on the ball.
No, me personally, when you bring Fred in the discussion, me spendangi Fred. I don't like Fred at all. Me, I don't like Fred.
And you're one of the biggest McFred talkers in this world.
See. Bro, I don't like Fred. But McFred, I like McFred. I don't like Fred. You don't get the point. But, you know, even McTominay as a footballer, he's not better than Donny van der Beek. He's not better than Matic. Better than Matic, who's like 500 years old, supposed to be dying there, but they ripped his Philip.
The good thing about McTominay is he plays that every game, man. Yeah, he plays every game like it's a final. He plays every game like he's the real Manchester United. He has the Manchester United mentality that Roy Kings. Roy King thinks he knows it. that Roy King thinks he knows that Manchester United mentality. That one is what McTominay has.
But it's beautiful. It's beautiful when a player has the mentality and the ability like Bruno. You get Now to mentality, and that will.
But now the ability, but now the ability is where it draws the line. But it's right. As in Matomine has some serious shooting technique, bro.
No, but like we need a CDM, we need a central defensive midfielder. Ina kwanga too basic kazi ya CDM. Intercept the ball. Pick up the loose balls.
Sungi no party.
Where's
because Pani does that thing really well. He picks the loose balls, as in.
There's no one who picks loose balls in this world better than Fred. Go and watch Fred. That's the only thing Fred knows how to do. Fred cannot pass the ball.
There's Kante, bro.
Dribble.
Cannot shoot. There's Kante, man.
Picking up loose balls. Kante is a good interceptor. Picking up loose balls. Like okay, make two a wrong touch. Fred has the ball. I swear. But like going and intercepting that ball, that is where it draws the line.
I think Fred is not really he's a box to box, man. I don't think he's a CDM.
That was
his media description before he went to Man U. Then there, that's where he drew the line.
But I'm saying there's no one who picks up loose balls better than Fred, to be honest. Fred is a really good loose ball picker. Now, the problem is after I pick his loose balls, he loses them.
I think the best loose ball picker maybe is Busquets, man. He doesn't.
I'm telling it, Fred. I don't talk for people I don't like. Like, that's the only thing I see that you're doing. Fred cannot pass for shit. Fred cannot shoot.
Yeah, he can't pass. You know, I don't know why. But I saw him in Shakhtar, he was hitting free kicks like crazy.
It was Shakhtar, bro. It was fucking Shakhtar. Bro, like there were times Pogba was injured. I love when on a Fred that can have a ball up on their box. So if this was Paul, damn it. Fuck it. I'm sure like there are 10 times I've seen Fred with the ball up and Pogba is not in the pitch. Like that game against Everton. Like Pogba got injured, I love for Kaleta Fred. I was damn it, and we were 2-0 up. But damn it. I even told you guys we are not going to win this game. Because Pogba was retaining all the balls. Those guys are not even going to a half. And then we now have Fred. Now Fred one other you have Mr. Rodriguez that I make wrong touch, Sangapi. Dupore does not make wrong touches. That's the only thing Fred can do. Yeah, I'm not complaining about the Kiburi FC. I'm still happy by the like this season, this club. Like when they're taking me down, wananipeleka tu chini, 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 chini. Down. Wanapigwa na Leipzig, wanapigwa na Eastern. But they balance it well. Wanapiga watu 9-0. Like it's not Arsenal. You know, Arsenal, you can wake up very happy.
Then the match, you just go very happy, and then you're happy. Pepe's gone. You're about to twerk psycho mode on your. You're already starting to plan how you're going to post the psycho mode memes.
You're looking for memes.
That fucking yeah, this guy's just ruined my boomerang memes, man. Fuck. That is what made me so sad. I was not sad that we didn't actually dream. I was sad that I couldn't start part my Pepe and Aubameyang agendas. I was so sad. And I knew again. That draw would make you to come again with that party shit. And I was just watching, but I'm just saying, what is this guy doing? I'm sure Albert is watching this thing. I'm sure. Anyway, now let's go to talk about that fraudulent blue club. And they're going to win it all. And I'll cry. I'll cry.
Abu, I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch the game against
the Chelsea game.
I just watched Messi Mount's goal. How can you watch a Chelsea game and Bayern are playing?
How can you watch such a thing?
Are you mad? No offense, Chelsea, but you're Chelsea, bro. You have like Timo Werner, bro. No, you don't want me to watch you promoting. Are you mad? Are you on drugs? Anyway, I don't. My honest assessment at Chelsea is like they're riding on some luck and some really really good defensive coaching and some personal brilliance from Mercy Mount.
I just
and I think it's going to run out in the next 2 weeks. I'm trust me on this. Mark this. Take it to the bank. Go alone. When the current. Shamba.
First of all,
Chelsea's luck is going to run out in the next 2 weeks.
And you said, you, first of all,
the next 2 weeks, you're going
first
to
of all, first of all, first of all, you talked about Liverpool. You said Liverpool are going to start there. They're going to start some beating seriousness. Mm-hmm. And you are on point. That will give you that.
I'm really good. After I watch a team, I just know these guys are going to lose. And that's why I don't watch Man City. Because every time we watch those guys on Twitter, we talk about Barcelona, say one is our bigger. That's why I don't watch Man City, because those guys are so good, man. Those guys are so fucking good. Touch me.
That's also why I don't watch the Nets, man.
Ah,
me, I can't watch the Nets. I'll cry. I swear. Every day, I wake up, I'm looking at the scores. I think just went for 40 and then went for a triple double with 30 points.
You know this is what the Nets do. On a first quarter very slow. It's like all second quarter. Third quarter.
And the worst part is they don't blow out all the teams. You see that the one with the 2 points, and it's really fun. It frustrates me.
If your girlfriend asks you for a ring, what do you tell her?
Tell.
Go and sign with the Nets.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying in the finals, those people will just rain threes on the Lakers, and my Lakers will just go home. They just be shooting threes. But I'm sure LeBron will start part. But like, that's the best start part I've ever seen in my whole life. But let's go talk about football. Yes, now let's talk about Liverpool.
No. Let's talk about... It's the Champions League. It's the European review show. So we're talking about the Bayern PSG game, then the Chelsea-Porto game, then the Liverpool-Madrid game. Why haven't you mentioned Trent? Even for a second. We are not serious journalists.
I don't know what's wrong. I've never seen someone who starts pads against Arsenal like that. Arsenal is the only team he plays so well against. It really pisses me off.
No. What did I tell you about Trent? What did I tell you about Trent?
I can't remember.
The only thing Trent can do with a football is cross.
And pass. He can really pass.
All good players can pass the ball. That's like the basic entry. That's what you have to do to be a footballer, bro. You have to pass the ball. All footballers pass the ball, bro. There's that crazy passing and that crazy crossing range, which he has.
Yeah.
He has, but not close to KDB. KDB is crazy. Even though the only good thing as a good player Trent can do with the ball is cross. And when he has a nice defensive partnership, Papo Nyuma, hiyo kitu namfanyanga tu anaenda tu kombele anakuwa tu Roberto Carlos hybrid ya Marcelo na Dani Alves na Kurzawa 2018-19. Yani, he can do it all. But what people forget
is the defense.
Alexander-Arnold, his first job is to be a defender. And he can't defend for shit.
No, Trent can't really defend, man. He can't defend. But I was looking at his defensive stats. Like, he has really good defensive stats, man. I think he's almost averaging like 2 interceptions per match. Then I realized it's because all attacks are on his side. When all attacks are on your side, obviously you get like 2 interceptions per game, or you get like one tackle per game or 2 tackles per game. That's where I drew the line with him.
But he's a really good attacker. He's a really good attacking right back. I think Trent can do well as a like as a midfielder. Like that place Kimmich plays. I think Trent can play well there. See where Kimmich also started as a right back. I think Trent can play well because he's still a top player. Trent is still a top player, but the nigga can't defend for shit, bro. You can't play right back and he can see you could start pad crosses and you have Trent. Mtapigo a counter. Alafu Trent at a pair what was his sapo mtashanga. So now onto the PSG game. No. Are you seeing PSG going through?
3 away goals, man. But now the problem is they're going to play Bayern at their home. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Because you can't tell me you can't keep Bayern from scoring.
Mm. You can't keep them
you
from
can't.
Scoring.
The only thing you have to do is just score all the goals you can. Just run away with the goals. Just run away with the goals and hope that they don't catch you. As it.
Maybe this PSG test, you know, me, I've actually never rated this Flick nigga.
He's good, man. He's good. He's good.
He's so bad. He's so bad. Me, I just think like he has really good players. I've never rated.
No, you don't remember Bayern with Nani, you pikes.
Hank saved their season.
No, but he was fired.
No, it was Kovac was fired. Chidagon, you don't watch football. Oh, you know nothing about football. You just, all you have is tweets. All you have are tweets. You don't watch football. You don't know nothing. Wait to connect to any tweets. Nikawa Kenya na IMF. You know nothing about finance. You never stepped into an econ class. I go to econ classes every Monday and I'm just seeing guys sending petitions. You don't know how econ
works. I was wondering what we were doing, but let's not get into Kenyans right now. The only people saving our careers, let's not get into them right now. Let's just forgive them. Oh, it was Nico Kovac, man. Fuck. But
Kovac had the same
plan. But not the same.
Yeah, that's now the question. It's like saying.
I think it's just
Ole is better than Mourinho or Arteta is better than Emery. It's like saying that or like Tuchel is better than Frank. Okay, Tuchel is better than Frank. Frank is very bottom barrel.
Frank is where you draw the line. Where you draw the line between good and bad coaches.
Frank,
so you just...
Frank was not a really a good coach, man. Frank was poor, man. Frank na likuwa chini. I was like, what is this nigga doing? Yeah, so the PSG game. Badon, I feel too Bayern are going to win this Champions League thing. I have the problem with oil money teams winning this shit. It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt my ego. I don't know what I'm going to say. And if City win this shit, I'm just going to kill myself.
And I can see they may.
They have
no, but shout. Because they're going to Signal Iduna Park.
Bro, those guys, all their players are fit. Like, everything is working out for them. Like, everything is working out for them, yani. I say at our party red cards.
Even yellow cards.
And they're playing so well, bro. Like, hey, damn it. You know, right now, they're still in all the competitions.
They're going for all or nothing. I don't know why they did the all or nothing wrongly. They're supposed to do it with this season, man. They just wasted their chance. Mm.
Fuck, man. I hope City doesn't win shit, man. And I hope we win the Europa League because if we win the Europa League and City win the Champions League, nobody will give a fuck. We won't. No, who will give a fuck about your Champions League and we are the European champions?
Now we're talking about Bayern and PSG.
The game.
Neymar just stand up for the first time. I don't know where he has been all these years since he went from Barca. This is the first time I'm seeing Neymar.
Neymar is like between Neymar, Ronaldo, and Messi. Neymar is the most clutch guy. Okay, it's Ronaldo, man. After then Neymar.
No way.
Neymar is really clutch. Neymar is really, really fucking clutch. But like the
battle, Neymar is clutcher than Messi. Like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, Neymar is clutcher than Messi. Take it to the bank. Neymar is more clutch than Messi. He's proven.
How, bro?
He's proven. See when guys needed who turned up for that PSG game in 2016? Was it 2016 or 20? I don't know. Who turned up for that 6-1 game? I want to give you three games that Messi didn't turn up for and Neymar
came
through.
Give me that.
Okay, I don't have the other games. I didn't research.
No, Neymar is closer than Messi.
Neymar is more clutch than Messi.
Why are you saying Neymar is more clutch than Messi?
Because Neymar turns up more than Messi. Tell me one clutch Messi move. You know what Messi writes on? Messi writes on goodness, yani mtu mzuri, yani. Like when he's getting the job done, yeah, yo fanyanga yo kazi fiti. You get? Like when he's getting the job done, he does it completely. There's nothing like Messi when he wants to get you to the Champions League final, he'll score 3 goals and assist 3 others.
Let me give you two clutch moments. Nigeria and Ecuador.
First of all, it was fucking Nigeria. And second of all, why didn't he come through in the final? But in his defense, bro, did you see the Argentina team in the 2014 final?
This was bad. I was like, I can't even argue with that.
Let me tell you the team. Kulikuwa na Romero.
Bro, you don't remember Messi's clutch moments in the group stage of the World Cup. Then the assist to Di Maria.
Bro, stop.
The two chances he created against Sevilla.
Bro, those are still not.
Are you come on, man? Kwani you have to score a goal to be clutch?
Not about scoring. See, even Neymar didn't.
See, exactly. You don't have to score goals to be clutch. You are talking about scoring goals.
I'm telling you the amount of clutchness. Yani, it's like saying when Olunga
so, Real Madrid, the La Liga title, the Liga title, Real Madrid.
Let me speak. Why don't you want me to speak? It's like saying when Olunga scores a 90th minute equalizer against Tanzania, for Kenya to finish third in the AFCON group is the same way as Bruno scoring a 95th minute penalty against PSG in the Champions League final in 2023. It's not the same.
Clutch.
You get. So Messi is also clutch, but there are bigger clutch moments. You get. It's like the big. It's like that only goal against Bayern in the final.
But they come back.
And Ole had been doing that. What? What
they come back? They come back. I could say. Messi was. The players, Messi's presence was making players to be more concentrated on Messi, giving Neymar the space.
No, it's nothing about that shit of Messi's presence. It's about turning up, bro. Neymar turned up more than Messi. You can't say that. Now you want to say that because Messi won that game, it gave Neymar a chance to run around. So guys were not even giving a fuck about Neymar. He was just scoring and assisting goals. But because Messi is here, guys are just...
I'm not jumping on that bandwagon that you're trying to say. At Messi is not clutch. I can give you clutch moments.
Bring Messi's biggest clutch moment. I bring Neymar's biggest clutch.
La Liga title.
We see who has
against biggest, Real.
Which one?
Against
which
one Real.
Which
the,
one?
The 3-2.
Was it the last day of the season?
It still won the league.
When was it?
It's the last La Liga, the Clasico match. They were 20. I just called the 2018.
It was real being poor, bro. That's a league game. And why didn't he turn up for the Atletico? Why didn't he turn up when Atletico won the league? Why didn't he turn up when Atletico won the league?
Okay. Why did Neymar turn up when Monaco won the league in his own watch? When Monaco won the league in his own watch.
It's the fucking league.
Why can't you be clutch in the league?
It's the fucking league.
So Aguero's moment is not clutch. Aguero's moment is not clutch.
It's clutch. But Aguero had been a good player.
When Messi was not being a good player the whole season.
I don't really get your point.
It doesn't make sense. You're trying.
It's the league.
Why?
Bro. It's
Why?
The league. It's the
Why?
League. These guys are playing 38 games.
It was still the match. It was either do or die that match. You win that match, you win the league. You win that match, it's yours to lose. The league is yours to lose.
That's the fucking league.
It's still clutch. He still won the game and it gave them the advantage to win the league.
No one can. And they were contemplated coming to your place. Right now, we could have been fighting.
Because no, you're so stupid.
Let's continue. Let's
I'm never getting anything about Messi. You guys, at Neymar, what the fuck are you saying?
let's go Messi versus Port, Chelsea versus Porto.
I didn't watch the game.
We didn't watch the game. That's what it's like. Who watches Chelsea's games? Except Mark.
Except
it's like only Chelsea fans. And some Chelsea fans can't even afford to watch the Chelsea game because there's coffee in Nairobi. So I don't know who watches Chelsea games anymore. Who the fuck watches Chelsea games, man? Let's go to the corner scare. Chelsea na pigam to 5. And with
nice.
Let us wait for the big game at 10. Get what you got. Okay. We have talked about Trent. We have talked about PSG. Who have we not talked about? Which other big match?
We're going to talk about all of them. About? Oh, Chelsea is that like... Chelsea is match.
We're not going to talk about City.
Let's talk about how Vinicius just turned into Ronaldo, ex Ronaldinho, ex Gareth Wales, ex I don't even know. Yanni, everything.
That happens. Usually happens when you play against Trent.
Let's continue. I was talking about how, as in, everything Vinicius was hitting was just getting in, man. Everything. And I've never rated Vinicius's finish for shit. As in, I've never seen him going to be he's the only player I've ever said is the only overhyped, the most overhyped Galactico ever.
Steven Vinicius is a Galactico.
That's what he was going to become.
Yeah, like they saw what Neymar did. They saw what Neymar did. And they were like, let's go to the Brazilian streets and get some overhyped children. So they went and bought Vinicius, and then Vinicius flopped. Then they went and brought Rodrigo. Those guys are mad. They're like, we're going to bring some Brazilian
high volume shooting. At least they're sure they'll get one right. They're just hoping.
Yeah. Going back.
How is it called? Westbrook. Oh my god, I've never seen such a performance from Vinicius.
What a player, what a match. It's like everyone these days.
Yeah, because now if you start dominating, as everyone will start to hate you, man.
You know me, I didn't have a problem with Liverpool even when they were dominating. See me, I was like happy.
Oh, it's because they're not beating you guys.
but still, you get like, you know, like the way that there's like a real, real serious rivalry.
Yeah, I know.
And Liverpool, you get. But like me, I was just happy for those guys. Like, I was so happy for Kina Klopp, Kina Mane, Kina Salah, Kina Firmino. I just didn't like Van Dijk. The rest of the other guys, I love.
Why do you not like Van Dijk?
Like, it's just not likable to me. You get. You see those guys you just see and like, Mazem is Kupendi. And you never even talk to them.
No, so like, is good.
Even Domina. I also think he's a bad player. He's the best defender. He's a really good defender. But I was not saying I don't like him.
Yeah.
You get. I don't like him. I like Fabinho.
I don't like Fabinho.
I like Fabinho so much. I like Fabinho so much. Like my third most favorite player.
After I mean, Sadio Mane is so fucking overrated. Me, I want to continue saying Tim and Firmino. So fucking overrated players. And Sadio Mane was being put in the same breath as Cristiano Ronaldo. Ow! No way.
But I was like, you know, he didn't even get to 30 goals. Oh, he didn't even get to 30 goals. And Kina Cristo, like,
getting
to
30 goals. If they don't get to 30 goals, that's a bad season for them. That's a flop. Bad season.
And Mane didn't get even to 30 goals. And guys were like, damn it. What
like, a like, player. Like now, Mane is big. This is what you are used to. Like, Aroro doing the frame now. Landowski doing them. Everybody's like, it's like jumping into the Landowski bandwagon. And it's like, they don't really like it.
There was a time in La Liga, Kina Messi was scoring 50 goals in a league season, bro. And like the alternating for like 10 seasons. Whether those guys are good.
Like, you don't score 50 goals. Go to what I put in.
And
between Messi and Roro in their matches they played together, there's 41 matches, there's 41 goals like, between them. And that's some great shit.
Wow.
How do you score 41 goals between you two? As in, that's so great. Fuck.
Let's close this.
It's not like Bruno and KDB start to play again now. They start playing against each other. Every time they come in against each other now, then it's just them. It's about them. He's them and him.
Bruno is up. Bruno is up, bro. By what? One goal and one.
Bruno is having one of the best offensive seasons I've ever seen. No, he's not really good.
Oh, you told me you don't give a fuck about things you have to say about Bruno Fernandes. We don't give a shit. If you want to say Bruno is who, we don't care. You go say things about Bruno. We don't care. Bruno is like something like Utasema something bad about Bruno and we get hurt. We don't even want to defend it. Because our nigga just does his shit for us and we love him. Pogba is the guy when you start saying bad things about him, you'll be like, Mazen, don't do that.
I remember when Aubameyang was like that.
Yeah.
I never gave a shit.
Well, they see you, man.
I was comparing Aubameyang to every fucking striker I wanted, and I was just speaking. You come here. Come out. You fucking don't come out. it's nice, man. But we just talk about in the review, the Premier League review. So.
Was he? What a man! What a place! What a person! What a show! Kwame G is out.
See you, man. Cheers, bro. But I'm going to teacher. You want to come? No, I don't know. I'm just staying there with my pal. Right now.
Today. Fuck, Mazza, you guys like. I want to go. Well, let me go.
Bypass the skin arrive. See you, man.
All right, Haz. I see,
see the cabo. I run on power, so I dip and I fuma. I call the head, this shit, snake, make you die on.
The watch you go get it where I'm joy. And what I get dick what they join. Shut your identity or else. Don't go for shots like to your join. Or don't go for this life, chip boy game. Only spread to cocky, what a wicked. I said when they look at 6 million. She did with my game before you look it.